So he's kind of in construction, he's working. And then, like, what happened clinically to him? How did he end up in the ICU? What happened?
He started coughing up a lot of blood.
He was caught hemoptysizing. Wow.
Yeah, he had an arterial bleed into his lungs.
So he starts hemoptysizing, come in, and they see he's got a big lesion in his lung.
Well, they knew he had the lesion. He was scheduled to see my partner the following week.
Ah.
But in that time period, he started coughing up all of his blood. He ended up in the ICU.
So had he had a biopsy already?
Yeah. They already knew it was lung cancer.
It seems like a pretty unusual scenario. I don't know. Ben, have you seen people present like this with arterial bleeds?
No, generally not. I mean, I heard of this before. I mean, I've seen patients come in with hemoptysis and really bad hemoptysis, which is just evidence that the tumor's eroding into, you know, some of the vasculature in the veins in the lung. But I haven't seen having a presentation of an arterial bleed from a lung cancer.
What made you think that it was arterial?
They told me it was.
But people
embolized it.
Is it possible that somehow it was related to the biopsy?
I don't think so. I had radiation oncology also seen the same time I was, to be quite honest. We went in right after each other, and they think it was arterial as well. He didn't get radiation to the mediastinum. It wasn't like a venous thing where you radiate it. It was arterial thing, and you embolized it, stopped the bleeding. He spent the night over. He was able to get out of the hospital in like 2 or 3 days after they made sure his hemoglobin was stable and he wasn't bleeding anymore.
Well, that sounds kind of tricky. So what did his workup show? I guess at this point, how long ago did this actually happen? When did you see him the first time?
January of 2019.
And what did his workup show in terms of PD-L1 and NGS, et cetera?
He is PD-L1 negative or low, and he didn't have any actionable mutations. We had to do that to get his treatment started, actually.
And he's the one that had the BRAF non-V600E.
That's right. He has a BRAF mutation, but it's 460-something. It's not the V600E.